Ich bin unterwegs auf der Village. Heute ist der zweite Tag, Samstag. Ich bin hier gerade sozusagen in der Straße von Kirsch Whiskys. Bei Kirsch gibt es ganz viele unterschiedliche Whiskys, Rums und anderes mehr. Und ich bin bei Neknean Distillery am Stand. And I'm talking to
Amber from Neknean.
So Amber, you are one of the main characters of Neknean. So can you tell us about the history of this very young distillery with a new idea behind it?
Sure. So the distillery is on the west coast of Scotland, in a very remote area called the Morven Peninsula. The main inspiration for the distillery was originally the location. So our founder, Annabel Thomas, her family have a farm where the distillery now is. And they always thought, you know, they're surrounded by lots of amazing distilleries there, and they thought, how incredible would it be? When Annabel started researching more about different distilleries in Scotland, she saw that lots of them were doing amazing things, but in quite a traditional way, which isn't surprising. They've been around for a long time. I think what she felt was that there was the need to potentially look at whiskey with a more modern approach. So for us, our biggest focuses are sustainability and innovation. So we're trying to make our whiskey in the most sustainable way possible, and there's various things we've done to do that, and also just try and play around, experiment, hunt for different flavors.
Sustainability also means you try to be as less pollutant for the environment, to use recycled glasses for the bottles,
yeah.
And what about the energy and the water and so on?
Yes, so we use 100% renewable energy to power the distillery. So we have a biomass boiler on site, and we harvest trees from just behind the distillery to power the biomass. And then basically we will replant those, so it's kind of in a system that goes round. And then we're a zero waste distillery, so we recycle and reuse all of our waste. So we feed our draft to the cows, for example. We also have a cooling pond. So our water goes around in a loop system, and this is what we use to cool the stills, rather than continually using new water. So that's some of the things that we're doing to kind of be as sustainable as we can.
How many people are working at the distillery right now?
So I think we're about 21 people at the distillery now. Some of us are down south, including Annabel, doing more kind of sales and marketing and commercial side. And then there's obviously everyone at the distillery who is making the whiskey, bottling it, shipping it out to come to places like Germany. So yeah, that's what our setup is.
So the whiskey industry is a billion pound and dollar and euro industry around the world. When we look at Islay, we have a lot of distilleries which make a lot of money, but there's not so much going back to the community. Is this a part of the sustainability as well for Neknean?
Definitely. I think, I mean, where we are, we're very much at the end of the road. For anyone who's been to the distillery, they'll understand quite how hard it is to get there. And it means that there aren't a lot of jobs in that area. So what's really great is that we've got local people, younger people as well, who are staying in the area to work for the distillery. And we're doing what we can to kind of ingratiate into the community and create jobs and that sort of thing. So it's good to be able to do that.
So where does all the grain come from and so on? Malt?
Yeah, so we are fully organic for all of our spirits. Only fully organic whiskey distillery in Scotland. We get our barley from three farms on the east coast of Scotland, who we're now working closely with. And we will hopefully start to do some specific farm releases at some point. So that's something we'd like to do. So, yeah.
When you look at the artwork on the bottle, it looks quite nice and it's haptic, so you can touch it and feel it as well. So who did it and what is it? A lot of flowers and...
Yeah, so we got a Scottish artist basically designed the original artwork, and it's got lots of plants that are grown locally to the distillery. So there's things like heather in there and there's some sorrel. And we basically used a particular kind of ink, which is water-based. So it's a more sustainable type of ink. And the green tinge to the bottle is because of the 100% recycled glass, which actually brings a lot of character to the bottle, I think, and is 40% less carbon than virgin glass. So we really tried to look at it holistically in terms of the sustainability side of things, and hopefully haven't kind of not thought of many things at this point.
So now we come to the process of aging the whiskey, the barrels.
Yes.
Where do they come from, and is this sustainable as well?
So we get, well, for our core whiskey, we use ex bourbon barrels from America. They are Kentucky, mainly from Kentucky. And then we also use some Spanish red wine casks as well for our STR. We are sourcing them from kind of around the world. I mean, obviously with the bourbon, they can only use first fill. So it's nice to be able to reuse, you know, there's a lot of surplus bourbon barrels. But it's something we're playing around with. We've got lots of different things aging at the distillery, lots of different cask types. So
something new came up last year. It was a new batch, and you changed the recipe a little bit.
Yes. So we've started to number our batches in a slightly different way to mark the fact that we now use 2% Oloroso sherry cask aged whiskey. This is kind of just to do with us maturing. Those casks weren't ready until recently, and we felt like they're bringing a new depth of flavour, and slightly just, you know, as we age, we're slightly kind of, yeah, maturing and adapting as we go.
So what's coming next?
So what we've got next is our new Huntress release. So we do two special release series each year. One is the Quiet Rebel series and one is the Huntress series. And the Huntress series is really all about us hunting different flavours and experimenting to try and find new kind of things for us. So this one uses four different types of yeast. So it's amazing how much the yeast is influencing the flavor of the whiskey, and that's kind of what we're trying to show. So next month, towards the end of next month, it should be available in Germany, and we're super excited about it.
And what people are looking forward as well is cask strengths, but that's very rare.
Yes, we have done a couple of single cask releases that are cask strength, but on the whole, we try and stick to kind of more 46% for our core expressions, but yeah.
And you have an organic spirit, which is not a gin, but in the direction.
Yeah, so we call it a botanical spirit. It's similar to a gin, but the difference is that the base spirit is our non unaged whiskey, so our new make. So we take our new make and we distill it for a third time with lots of botanicals. Some of those botanicals are traditional gin botanicals like juniper and angelica. And then some of them are local plants that we forage from around the distillery. So it's got the multi-flavors from the new make, and then it's also got the gin kind of familiar flavors from the botanicals. So yeah.
So because of the sustainability, you said we're not going to do any smoked nicotine. But on the other hand, we have a lot of smoked casks from Isla, from other distilleries, and you could reuse them.
I think, yeah, there's kind of two parts behind that. So there is the sustainability angle in terms of burning peat is not good for the environment, but also we want to make something that's approachable, and as well as, you know, having all of the amazing whiskey lovers on board, we also want to encourage new people to drink scotch and get into it. So I think, you know, smoky whiskey is obviously it's a strong flavor and it's quite polarizing, so I don't think it's necessarily our style anyway, but yeah, we'll see. Yeah, no, I don't think we'll be doing anything like that.
How old is it when it's bottled?
So at the moment, we are bottling at about 4 years, just over 4 years old. It's obviously a young whiskey, especially in comparison to a lot of whiskies in this room. But we have very long fermentation times. And also the STR red wine casks really bring a lot of depth of flavor to a young whiskey as well. So I think those two things together have really... hopefully, you know, we sometimes get people saying it seems older than it is, which is obviously exactly what we like to hear.
And coming to the fermentation again, so do you have your own strains of yeast, or where do you get them from?
So we mainly use Anker and Fermentis yeast. So one that's more used for winemaking, and then one that is a traditional whiskey making yeast. But we do also play around with lots of other types of yeast. So we've tried out yeasts that are maybe used for champagne or rum or lots of different things, and it's really interesting to see how different those flavors are, and that's kind of something that we are releasing with the Huntress editions. So, yeah.
So, what does whiskey mean to you?
Whiskey to me, well, I spend a lot of time on Islay. I've always gone on holiday to Islay, so I've been kind of grown up with all those distilleries around me. So I was more used to the very peated whiskey, but now working for McNeilin, I think what I love about it is how it's bringing, you know, it's showing that you can make it sustainably, and also the way that we're trying to do things a bit differently. But yeah, I think it's an amazing thing that is such a celebration of Scotland and now kind of all over the world. So yeah.
Yeah, I know you had a hard time when you started and then Corona hit.
Yeah, and we had all these plans in the pipeline, which we kind of had to cancel. Obviously, everything was kind of cancelled. And we thought, oh my gosh, you know, we're launching something in the middle of a pandemic. But actually, we were amazed by how quickly things sold out. And we managed to sell our first bottle for £45,000 for charity, so which we definitely weren't expecting. So, it was all great, really, in the end. But obviously, very strange times for everyone.